broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday, July the 6th, 2023, 18 minutes past the hour, and we have got a great show for you here this morning. Do want to let everybody know that I am in the studio this morning, so the number to call if you have anything to say is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I want to talk about the Marion County Fair right off the top of the program here today. The Marion County Fair continues on. Today, at the Marion County Fair, really the only event going on is the tractor pull tonight at 7:30. Now, tomorrow, Friday, is Veterans Day, so you have until noon, if you are a veteran, to get into the fair for free. Also, there'll be a veteran's breakfast tomorrow morning. Friday night is the rodeo, 7:30, and then it all wraps up on Saturday with the Demolition Derby, so not too much of the fair left. And I should mention that we will be at the Marion County Fair tonight from 4 until 8 p.m., Pastor Craig will be on from 4 until 6, and then I'll be on from 6 until 8 tonight. And of course, all of our fair broadcasts are brought to you by Study His Word Radio. Now, tonight, we really do have a lot of special guests who will be at the fair. I know Pastor Craig will be there. Uh-oh, we're getting a phone call right off the bat here this morning. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, what happened to you yesterday at the fair?
Well, I tell you, it was the only time it's happened at the fair so far this week. The first hour, we lost connection for about 25 minutes. Something was going on at the fair. The fair office lost connection, so there was no way to get a signal out of the fair for about 25 minutes. But the second hour was fine. We were back on in the second hour, and everything was good.
I tuned in and left the room for quite a while, and I said, well, I don't know, they're having difficulties, so I...
Yeah, what happened? We started with the amazing Rex and Dana, and they were on for probably about 10 or 15 minutes, and then I noticed we lost connection, and we were out for about 20 minutes is what it looked like, and then we came back up, and we got the end of that hour, and then the second hour was fine. The second hour, we didn't lose connection at all. But that's the only time that's happened at the fair this week, and there was something going on with all of the internet connections at the fair yesterday, where everything just died out at about 3 o'clock.
Oh, I should have turned it back over a second hour, but I got busy watching TV and forgot it. But I'll tune in today at 4.
Yeah, tuned in today at 4 because we've got a great program planned. Like I say, Pastor Craig will be on from 4 to 6, and I'll be on from 6 until 8. And today at the fair, we've got a lot of special people planned. I know Matt Morgan's going to be there today. Pastor Craig's going to be there for the duration. Pastor Craig has a guest today on his show, so that should be interesting, who has not been on. Sean Kraft will be back at the fair today. And my guest from 6 until 8 will be Mary Ellen Withrow, and I think we're going to do some fun things with her at the fair tonight, and I also believe Buckeye Guy might be stopping by. And yesterday, we also had some guests who were there in the Coliseum, so it's going to be a fun night tonight.
Okay, I'll tune in.
Yep, starting at 4.
Okay.
Yes, our broadcast will start tonight at 4. I did not notice when it happened that we had lost connection, but I did notice later on, after the broadcast was over. But the second hour was fine. The first hour, we lost about 20 minutes, but the second hour was fine. I hope everybody stuck through to the second hour, because yesterday we had a conversation about interviewing people who were at the fair. And yesterday, we did more of that than I think we had done all week. We had it's called the Not So Amazing Rex and Dana, the magicians who were there at the fair. We also had Dr. Mark Davis, county commissioner, on at the fair yesterday. He was on in the second hour. And we had Briley, who is running a business there dealing with artwork. A very talented young person, 17 years old. And actually, Matt ended up buying something from him yesterday, or commissioning him to do something. So that's just how good he is. So that all went on yesterday at the Marion County Fair. But today, we will be on from 4 until 8. And really, you don't want to miss today, because today's going to be a lot of fun. We have things planned that... I've told you who the guests are going to be, but we have things planned to do with those guests that are going to be a lot of fun, and I don't think you're going to want to miss that. And whoever else is there who might stop by, like a county commissioner or who knows, maybe somebody dealing with the fair, we would certainly be happy to see that. Now, I will tell you, yesterday Matt tried to get another one of the princesses or queens, and I'm telling you, there is something in the water. I don't know what it is. He went down and actually tried to, I guess he just said, excuse me, could you come back and be on the radio? And this girl just wasn't having it. So much like the incident that I had on Tuesday night, Matt had a very similar incident last night. But tune in tonight, 4 to 8, and then our final broadcast from the fair will be 6 to 10 tomorrow night. So only 2 days left at the fair for us, so continue to tune in. We should have a lot of fun with that. Now, let's see, what else did I want to mention about things going on? Well, I did want to mention that we did go down yesterday for about 20 minutes, but we have a tape broadcast of that particular broadcast that we will fill in at some point. So we do have a copy of it, even though we ended up going down over the air. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the amazing Rex and Dana, the almost amazing Rex and Dana, which is how they are referred. They really are something. I have been doing the fair for a long time, and the fair has had a lot of mentalists and magicians and so on and so forth. And we usually have them on the air during fair week, but I have never been so amazed at what I saw in this little booth that we're doing from this group yesterday, the amazing Rex and Dana. Now, here's what they did. Now this is what amazed me so much. They came over right before we were about to start. We were probably in the news, so maybe 3 minutes before we were about to start the broadcast. And Dana said, pick a card out of this deck. Say stop, pick a card out of the deck. So I did that. And he said, don't show me the card, and just keep the card with you. So I take this card, and I lay it next to me on my side of the table. He never saw what the card was. And then he took what was left of the deck of cards, and he turned them over and laid them on his side of the table. And you could see they were all different cards. It was a normal deck of cards. So we're doing the interview, and the interview probably went about 20, 25 minutes. And at one point he says, now before we started, I asked you to pick a card, and you have not revealed that card to me. And I said, well, no, I haven't. And he said, here's what I want to do. And he pulls out his cell phone. Now, to me, this is not a normal card trick when you pull out your cell phone. So he pulls out his cell phone, and he goes to a picture that he had taken 2 hours before the broadcast. The broadcast started at 3:15 yesterday, and I think he took the picture about 1 o'clock that afternoon. Now, the picture is a picture of him holding the Six of Hearts. My card was the Six of Hearts. Now, I know it's all a trick, and I know that's what magic is, but how that could happen, I have no idea. It's not like he guessed my card. It's not like the cards were marked, because he had already taken the picture of the Six of Hearts 2 hours prior to the broadcast. And he didn't even know that I had picked the Six of Hearts because he never asked what the card was. It was laying face down next to me. I was amazed. So the amazing Rex and Dana, I had a ton of fun with them yesterday. Then we had Dr. Mark Davis stop by, Marion County Commissioner, and I had a very frank conversation with him about the Marion County Fair, the prices at the Marion County Fair, the money that's being spent by Bill Collins to run for mayor, because Dr. Davis had a Bill Collins for mayor t-shirt on, or a polo shirt, I guess it was. And he talked about how Bill Collins had polo shirts, he had frisbees, he had bags he was giving away, he had the airplane flying over on the 4th of July that said Bill Collins for mayor. And Glenn talked on Monday about he really has had not really any fundraising and really doesn't have any stuff to put out. So it really is an interesting conversation when it comes to how politics works on the local level and how you do have to have money to get things done. So it was fun talking with Dr. Davis, and also talking with Dr. Davis about how they'd repaved the road into the Coliseum, the driveway, and repaved the parking lot in the Coliseum, which has just been done in the last 2 weeks, and how some things had changed at the fair, the vendors back in the Coliseum, and how the rides are in a different place and the art shows are in a different place. Just did a lot of good stuff and had a really good conversation with Dr. Davis. And then Dr. Davis wanted to go down and meet Buckeye Guy, so I went outside, ran down and talked with Buckeye Guy and said, is it okay if Dr. Davis comes down here? He said yes. I went down and got Dr. Davis. We all went down there, took pictures, did videos, had a good time. So that was a lot of fun yesterday at the Marion County Fair. And I also said yesterday we had on Briley, who is a 17-year-old artist who I believe now has sold over 1,000 pieces of artwork. As I said, I believe Matt bought one from him yesterday. I think it's something that Briley still has to do, but I think Matt did pay for it yesterday. And it's great to see a nice young person. And you know what? Every time I've been at the fair this week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, all at different times, he has always been there at his booth. And he talked about how he had sold paintings to, or artwork. He had sold artwork to people in Australia, overseas. I mean, and to run this business and have this be his passion is really something amazing. So my hat is certainly off to Briley. I enjoyed talking to him. He seems like a very smart, level-headed, young person at 17 years old. So I enjoyed talking with Briley, and I certainly know that Matt did, because Matt ended up buying something. So there you have it. Talented person. I love seeing talented people, and Briley is certainly one of those people. Now, two other people who were in my sphere yesterday. I got a message yesterday afternoon, before I went to the fair, after I did this show, but before I went to the fair, I got a message from a woman, let's say that. I think she's probably late 20s, maybe in her 30s. I'm not exactly sure how old she is. But her name is Miranda Hundley. Miranda Hundley. Now, what Miranda Hundley does is she does these true crime videos. You know how you see these true crime videos out on social media and all around? Everybody loves the true crime now, the ID channel and all of that. So I get this message from Miranda Hundley, and she says she wants to do a video on the Gypsy Queen. And apparently, she was doing some research online about the Gypsy Queen, and I guess there's a book or an article that mentions the night that I spent in St. Mary's Cemetery 14 years ago waiting to see if gypsies showed up on the 105th anniversary of the date of the death of Queen Cleo, the Gypsy Queen. Now, this happened 14 years ago. Now, she wanted to interview me. And I said, I'm going to be at the fair most of the day, but I can come over to the studio at night and do this interview if you'd like me to. So I came to the studio last night. I gave her the information that I had on the Gypsy Queen. I had a few articles. I had the article that was written 14 years ago that was on the front page when I stayed the night in the cemetery. And we ended up doing an interview. She set up a light here in the studio and a camera. And I ended up doing an interview with her, recounted everything that I remembered about that night, talked about the Gypsy Queen in general, why it was interesting to me, all the lore that goes around it. So we did this interview at the studio, and as many of you know, the studio here is only about a mile away from the Gypsy Queen, who's buried over in the St. Mary's Cemetery. Well, this girl had never been over to the St. Mary's Cemetery because she kind of had a fear of it. So I said, well, do you want to go over there? Matt and I were here at that time. Matt came back to the studio with me, Matt Morgan, and I said, well, do you want to go over there? And she said yes, so we all went over to the St. Mary's Cemetery after we taped the interview. And it was funny because we taped her and I walking over to the Gypsy Queen grave and taped some things out there in the cemetery. So it was very interesting how that all worked out. But it was interesting meeting with Miranda Hundley. Now, here's the punchline in this. I'll have to tell you when this thing's going to air and maybe get a copy to everybody who wants to see it. I don't know. She's working on it now. She's doing the editing. But it was a fun experience and made for a long day, but a fun experience. But while we were there at the cemetery, we got to talking about Harding's dog collar with the $5,000 reward, that it had happened 12 years ago, that the prosecutor and the police chief were not going to prosecute, and now she's got an interest in this story. Now, this is somebody who obviously has access to a big audience, and there has always been this idea about getting that story out to the public. Maybe that would help with the return of the dog collar. So, I think that she, once she gets some work done, might move on to the Harding dog collar story. Matt and I were talking to her about that last night, and she seemed very interested in that. So that could be coming along in the very near future, and I think that would be fascinating as well. So I had a lot of fun last night with that. Now, also yesterday at the fair, one of the great things that happened yesterday at the fair, as I always say, you see everybody you know at the fair. And as I was walking in yesterday, I walked in, it was probably about 2 o'clock yesterday, and I sat down at the booth that we were at, and who came over but Janie Evers and her friend Ron, who I had not seen probably since, probably March, maybe February, had not seen either one of them. And it was so great. We probably talked for half hour, maybe 40 minutes. And I have always enjoyed Jeannie. I think she's one of the nicest ladies I've ever met. We've never had a bad word or a disagreement. And I've known her forever because she obviously was Charlie's wife and came to all the anniversary parties and Christmas parties and even back to when we worked together at other stations. I've known Jeannie, and this was probably one of the longest times that had went that I had not really seen or talked to her. So it was just a lot of fun. I'm so glad she came over to the booth yesterday because we really had a nice conversation and caught up, and everything was positive. And I said, I've got to get over and visit her because there is something I want to give her that I've had for 3 or 4 months now. Well, whenever the last time I saw her, it was right before that I had this. So I was so glad to see Jeannie, one of the nicest ladies you'll ever want to meet. And it was also great because she was there at the fair. And as I've always said, Charlie, I thought, was the best at doing fair broadcasts. So to have her there, and she used to come out with Charlie to the fair when he was doing the fair. So to have her there yesterday and see her and talk with her was a lot of fun. And I told her, just like I told Amy and Tim the day before, stop by the booth anytime. You know, it's perfectly fine. Everything's fine. And everything is as it should be, happy and positive. So I was great that that happened. Now, there hasn't been any trouble at the Marion County Fair yet, but we still got 2 days left to go. So you never know. Trouble could be around the corner. Now, we still don't know anything about the flower pot that was stolen off my front porch. I did talk with Jeannie a little bit about that yesterday. I said, this flower pot, why would somebody steal it? I still don't understand that. I don't know. It's a mystery to me. Because there were other things sitting on my porch, and I've never had anything stolen. Over 8 years, I've lived where I've lived, and I've never had anything stolen. Never. So I don't really understand what happened to that flower pot, but I'm sure I'll have the answer one day. Things can't stay hidden forever. And I just don't see kids stealing a flower pot. I just don't see that. So it'll come out in the wash one day. And we'll report on it, what happened to the old flower pot. So we'll see what happens with that. Now, something else I want to mention for everybody who's listening out there. Now, we have a very, very, very important interview coming up this morning at 9:15. Now, the person who's coming in is going to be making a special announcement. Now, that's all I'm going to say, because we're not too far off from it, about 35 minutes. And I'm just saying this is something you'll want to hear. It's local. It's not national news or anything like that. It's a local story. But you'll want to hear it, so I'm not going to give anything away until quarter after the hour this morning, when the person joins me here in the story. That way they can tell their own story. But I know it's something you're going to want to hear, so stay tuned this morning, 9:15. We will start that interview. So don't miss that for love nor money. All right. Does anybody else have anything they'd like to say? Give me a buzz here. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, I hear there's supposed to be rain in the forecast today. At least it'll cool things off at the fair a little bit. Yesterday it was 88 degrees when we were there, and that is warm, to say the least. Again, I'm at the studio, so the phone line, phone number, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Did anybody continue to listen to the broadcast yesterday and hear the second hour when we had Dr. Davis on and Briley? I think they were both on in the second hour. And we'll try to get that interview with the, what is almost amazing, Rex and Dana, in the replays, because we do have the full interview. I taped it at the fair. We just lost the connection for about 20 minutes. So again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, or if there's anything else on anybody's mind this morning, feel free to give me a buzz. But remember, don't miss the interview coming up this morning at 9:15. I know you're going to want to hear this, and but I don't want to invade anybody's privacy yet. We'll invade their privacy at 9:15 this morning. Okay, so that's how that goes. Remember, tonight at the fair, write it down on your calendar, 4-8 is when we'll be on tonight at the Marion County Fair. Okay, well, I'll tell you, we have a... Oh, by the way, we didn't see Abby yesterday either. I have no idea where she is. I still have not seen any kind of... honestly, I haven't seen any kind of news from her. It's been very, very strange. So, I don't know if Abby will ever show back up. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I witnessed Commissioner Davis there. He done a well job for being a PR man, public relations, and he's going to move on further and get the full feel of the whole part of the commissioners. So I thought that was good, and he done a wonderful job, I believe.
So you got to hear that interview yesterday.
Sure, it was great.
Yeah, you know, he is a genuinely nice man, and I asked him some tough questions. You know, I talked about fair admission, I talked about the mayor's race, I talked about things going on in the county, and he does not hesitate. He's a politician who does not hesitate to say, I don't know, I'll get back to you with that, and I like that.
he's the type of guy that don't stumble for words. Right now, when you ask the question, you no more got it out of your mouth that he answered it. So he knows what's going on, and that's a good sign of a good commissioner.
Now, did you get a chance to hear Briley yesterday, the artist?
I don't know how that fell. Let's see.
That would have been at the start of the second hour. He was on with us right at the start, right before Dr. Yeah. Davis.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I did. Yes, I got a little bit of that. I was fixing lunch at that time, but I did get a little bit of that. But you can recall a few things, and then maybe I'll remember that, because I... When I listen to your show, I try to listen to every word that's said, and that's pretty hard to do. But if you really enjoy your show, you you can do it pretty good. And I'm not the smartest guy on earth, but well, no. I'm pretty smart on Scott Spears talking with the public, I'll tell you that.
Well, I appreciate that. I sincerely appreciate that. But, no, Briley is a 17-year-old kid there at the Marion County Fair, selling his artwork, has just sold over 1,000 pieces. I think he said he's up to 1,500 now, has sold to people in Australia, and keeps his prices very reasonable, from $5, I think, to $60. You know, that's not bad. I think the painting Matt bought from him yesterday was $20 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that global trade... And with the internet and stuff, you can do wonders on that, yeah.
He's a great, great kid, and it was good to have Matt there yesterday, too, first time he'd been at the fair with us.
Well, he was an errand boy, wasn't he?
He did. But I'll tell you, you cannot get these princesses or queens. He tried yesterday. I don't know what it is about them. They're a little afraid of speaking in public, and I don't know what that is.
Well, they need a bouquet of flowers or something like that when they go up to a young lady like that, and they said, hey, would you like to accept this from WWGH? And they'd say, well, I don't quite understand. They said, well, come over here. We got a booth over here, and maybe you can come over here and tell us what you done to acquire that crown or whatever they had on to know to. That they was representing the Marion County Fair.
You know, it's going to be interesting tonight because, for one thing, I was talking to Dr. Davis about this off the air yesterday. You know, Mary Ellen Withrow was a county official. A lot of people associate her with the city because the schools are named after her, and she talks a lot more about city politics these days. But Mary Ellen was never a city politician. She was the Marion County Treasurer. And, Mary Ellen has not been at the fair for quite some time, so to have her return to the fair tonight, that's going to be quite historic.
Yeah, sure. You know, you keep saying doctor, and you don't maybe slash county commissioner. That's fine, because he deserves the attention of all the college and everything and training and everything to become that title, and I understand that, but I think you have to, if you want to combine both of them, because he was Dr. Davis, you know, and now he's a commissioner. That's a very high standard thing here in the county.
Well, that's what I kept saying yesterday. I think I said that on air, that I would stumble introducing him, because it doesn't sound right to say Commissioner Dr. Mark Davis. That doesn't roll off your tongue.
I think it does for him, because he run for that position and was in there, you know, was going to be there, and sounds like he wants to follow through and stay there quite a while with that job, and maybe combining things together, which I think is going to happen eventually, to make Marion City and County really a lot different place than it used to be.
Oh, and also tonight, I will be one of the samplers. Now, we're going to try to get Mary Ellen to sample this, so this could be historic tonight. A deep-fried Twinkie.
Oh, yeah. That was quite interesting. Last year, you guys went around and got deep-fried stuff.
No,
yeah.
And last year, I did not try them. That was Pastor Craig and Nate last year. Now, I did not indulge in that, but this year, we're going to get deep-fried Twinkies tonight, and I'm going to try to get Mary Ellen to sample this thing, and I'm going to sample this thing. So, you know, tomorrow I could be in cardiac arrest by the time I come in.
Yes, and who's going to go first on the sampling? Are you going to use her as a guinea pig and do first and see what the reaction is on her? Then you'll say, you know what, just lost my appetite for a Twinkie.
Well, you know, so you know how I work. That's kind of how it goes. I say, well, yeah. That didn't look too good. I think I'm going to pass on that. But it was, I'll tell you, it was also so great off-air yesterday to see Jeannie, who I had not seen for about 4 months. We had a great, great conversation, her and her friend Ron, yesterday. What a nice man he is.
Yeah, the old classmates are good people. That whole class of 59 and all the other classes of Harding, they're just good people. A lot of them still around from way, way back, too.
Absolutely. And I was reading this morning on Facebook that Natalie, who is showing lambs at the fair, I believe, she didn't get any ribbons or anything last night, but she participated and she did her due, and that's a great thing. That and also Reed and but I'm going to get this wrong. I know Scarlett is showing things. Help me out here.
Nicholas
and Scarlett? Yeah, Nicholas and Scarlett are also showing things out there, and they're all doing a great job, and I know somewhere Charlie is very proud of that, because for them to be out there, to think about that, showing things and being around the Evers Arena and at a fairground that he broadcast from for so many years, that's got to make him very proud that three of his grandkids are involved in this.
That's right, and the word tradition, that's a great thing when tradition can follow around and stay in the hometown and county or whatever, or in the pretty close relationship of the people prior to them, you know, the things, the great things they've done, and follow things down. And, it's a good thing in tradition in life. I really enjoy that.
Well, and you know the thing about it, and Jeannie, I should also say, Jeannie's, I know, is proud of her grandkids, and Charlie's looking down proud of his grandkids, but, you know, it's, I got to see firsthand, more last year than this year, about how much effort and time that Natalie put into that, lamb, and I was at the Sale of Champions last year with Jeannie. We talked about that when the lamb was sold, and Natalie just does a great job. She's a great kid, level-headed, 16 years old, and I certainly have nothing negative to say about her. She does a great, great job.
Yeah, a lot of people that I know, they had children and stuff, and I heard from them and knew them growing up and everything. They do put an awful lot of work. I mean, you know, they sleep with the animals. So they're so proud that they want those things to be in there and get that blue ribbon or whatever. They got the competition in there, and they're striving to get that and to get it sold. You know, people say, oh, boy, that's too bad. No, it isn't. That's what they want. That's the name of the game, I believe.
Well, and that's the thing. When I read this morning that Natalie did not win any ribbons yesterday, I thought, well, we need to recognize her because she puts, I mean, this starts back in March getting this stuff ready, and they're there every day taking care of this, missing out on things, and then Fair Week is such a busy week. So just the fact that she was out there participating and got the work done and made it to the finish line, whether there's a ribbon or not, as far as I'm concerned, she's a champion in my book. Anybody who does that is.
That's right. You're correct on that. Well, Scott, you take care, and I'll catch up with you later.
Yeah, and keep listening. We got a great interview next hour.
Well, I sure will.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. Remember, we are in the studio today, so that is the number, 51 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. And as I said, you know, Abby was supposed to be with us at some point this week at the fair. It hasn't happened yet. There are 2 days left. Who knows what will happen? Today is 4 to 8 for us, and tomorrow is 6 until 10. Now, remember, Pastor Craig will be on today from 4 until 6, and I know he has a special guest lined up today. And, of course, my guest from 6 until 8 today will be Mary Ellen Withrow. And I honestly doubt we'll talk politics at the fair. It's going to be deep-fried Twinkies, and it's going to be Sean Kraft will be there, Matt Morgan will be there. Pastor Craig's going to stick around. I was asking Pastor Craig yesterday if he'd ever participated in an interview with Mary Ellen, and I don't think that he had, so I'm really going to enjoy that today, getting them together as well. Sort of just kind of be a round-robin conversation, and if anybody's walking by, we'll drag them over. But it is interesting to me, thinking that Mary Ellen is returning to the fair after such a long absence away, that it's going to be fun. It's really going to be a fun night tonight. And, of course, tomorrow night will be a fun night as we wrap up our broadcast from the fair tomorrow, 6 until 10. And remember, this was all brought to you, sponsored by Study His Word Radio and Study His Word Ministries. So we thank them. But I'm telling you, that magic trick yesterday from the not-so-amazing Rex and Dana, I have no idea how that happened. I've seen some card tricks. But to have me pick a card out before I went on the air, not see what the card is, and then he pulls out his cell phone and shows me a picture taken 2 hours prior holding the card that I had picked. Hey, that is entertainment. So there you are. 740-383-9944. We've got about 7 minutes left in this hour. Now, don't forget, tomorrow's Veterans Day at the fair. Until noon, if you're a veteran, you can get in for free. Big Veterans Breakfast going on tomorrow morning. And what else do we have? Tonight at the fair's the Tractor Pull. That's always a popular thing. 7:30 p.m. Rodeo Friday night, 7:30 p.m. And the Demo Derby on Saturday night. Also a big attraction at 6:30 p.m. So all kinds of good stuff going on at the fair. And, of course, we'll be at the fair as well. And then the Sale of Champions, which I know a lot of people like to go to, is Saturday morning at 9 o'clock in the Coliseum. Now, to be honest with you, I really don't know how they're going to do that in the Coliseum, because I talked to Dr. Davis about that yesterday. And there's not a whole lot of room in there with the vendors back in there this year. They used to have that event at the Evers Arena for many, many years. I don't know. There is an area down there where they did the senior event the other day. I would say maybe a little less than half the Coliseum. Maybe that's where they're going to do it. But last year, they took up the whole Coliseum doing that event. So I really don't know how they're going to do it this year, but I'm sure they'll figure out a way to get it done. And that's where people go and buy their animals and support the kids, because that's how the kids make their money off things at the fair after they win all the ribbons. Okay, now the Veterans Day celebration, let's see here. The breakfast is at 9 a.m., so if you want to go for the breakfast, it's at 9 a.m. Now, the Marion County pork producers provide that breakfast. Now, a veteran can bring one guest, by the way. You don't have to come alone if you're a veteran. There'll be a presentation of colors by the VFW Post 7201 at 10 a.m., Pledge of Allegiance, music by Tamala Knight, Recognition of Veterans by Tamala Knight, The Laying of the Wreath and Taps by VFW Post 7201, and then they will have a guest speaker tomorrow's Friday as well. So that's Friday, July the 7th, and that will all take place in the Veterans Memorial Coliseum, so I assume that will be the same place that the Senior Day took place on Monday. Yesterday was Kids Day. Now, I didn't get there till about 2 o'clock, so I don't know if there were a whole lot of kids at the fair yesterday morning, but normally they have, you know, bounce houses and things like that. It might have all been gone by the time I got there, because, like I said, I didn't get there till 2 o'clock, but I'll tell you, parking was better yesterday at the fair. The first 2 days, you could not find a place to park. Now, yesterday was better. I think that has something to do with the harness racing being over, because they park their trailers kind of all over the place and take up several parking spaces. So it's kind of nice that that's over. I know people like the harness racing, and I like the harness racing, so I certainly would not want it to go away again like it did a few years ago. But it is a little difficult to park when that's going on. And Dr. Davis and I spoke about that yesterday as well, that I don't know what the parking situation is going to be as years go on, but boy, the days they have all that together, especially on July the 4th, is quite a thing. So this 173rd edition of the Marion County Fair continues on today and tomorrow here in Marion. Coming up on 57 minutes past the hour, again, if anybody has anything they'd like to say, give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The 173rd Marion County Fair. You know, I've never really looked at the pictures on the front of this fair book. There are some nice pictures on the front of this book. They really did a good job. And this fair book, which they give away for free, is 79 pages. 79 pages of information. It gives you all the rules and all the regulations and everything going on at the fair. You know, it really is worth having if you're at the Marion County Fair. Talks about the prices of things when it comes to animals. You know, we don't talk a lot about animals anymore as far as selling and pork producing and things of that nature. But they have a lot of that here in the fair. I know the pie contest, I think the pie contest is tomorrow. We talked about that earlier in the week. But they have all these fun events like skillet tossing and pie eating and just a lot of good stuff. So it's a lot of fun. Do want to remind everybody again, we'll be on tonight from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss that, 4 to 8 p.m. And then tomorrow night from 6 until 10 p.m., that's when we'll wrap up our broadcast from the 173rd Marion County Fair. And again, it has all been supported and sponsored by Study His Word Ministries and Pastor Craig. And it's been great having him there at the fair this year as well. We got to spend some time with him back at anniversary time here at the station in early June. So it's nice he's been back with us on the air all week this week, and he will continue to be. And as I said, Matt Morgan will join us again tonight. Sean Kraft will be back tonight after a night off. Mary Ellen Withrow will be there. Pastor Craig has a guest, and I suspect there might be a few more people from the station joining us as well. I'm not going to confirm that they're going to be there because they're in the if category right now, but there could be a few more people showing up from the station tonight, so we'll see what happens. But boy, you're going to have to tune in tonight for those deep fried Twinkies. See how those taste. Last year, Pastor Craig got the Twinkies and the Oreos and something else. But I don't remember eating any of it. If I did, it did not make much of an impression on me. So this year, I'm going to go full bore tonight and try the deep-fried Twinkie. You know, can you think about that deep-fried Twinkie? Now, who in the world would come up with something like that? Like, a Twinkie on its own is I don't want to say bad, because they taste good. But on their own, it's interesting that they're not flavorful enough for you. You got to deep-fry them. At the Marion County Fair. All right, like I said, we've got a special guest coming up next hour you're not going to want to miss. Don't switch the dial. We'll be back in 15.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For Ohio State Senator Sherrod Brown on presidential contender and Governor John Kasich,